News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, women are continuing to pay between €30 and €70 for their monthly supply of prescribed hormone replacement therapy, HRT, despite being told it would be free of charge from the beginning of this month. Sheena Mitchell is owner of Milltown Total Health Pharmacy and host of the Wonder Care podcast. Sheena, what's gone wrong here? What's the problem?
Unfortunately, this is a situation of a promise that was doomed for fit to fail. And I know the community pharmacy pharmacists had highlighted this to the minister last November when he made the announcement. We heard about it when you heard about it, which means that there was zero consultation with the main stakeholders, community pharmacy, who have to actually roll out the scheme. Unfortunately, there's been no substantive talks relating to this scheme with the Irish Pharmacy Union in terms of the actual operational or organisational costs of it. We have no pipeline supply of licensed medication on an ongoing basis. So that's been something we've been battling for the last three and a half years, where we've had to use unlicensed medications in place of licensed medications to ensure continuity of supply to the patient. And ultimately, that leads to the fact that the HSE will not pay for unlicensed medicines. So as it stands, we already have a situation where medical card holders are out of pocket and already being failed by having to pay for those. So that's the first thing. There's more.
Okay, go on.
Basically, the GPs is the next situation. We were hoping that this announcement would reflect equity of care between women of all childbearing ages. But so the free contraception scheme, the free HRT scheme, you hear them both and you think, wow, they must be the same except for different medications. But they're not, because the free contraception scheme actually covers your GP appointment, whereas the free HRT scheme means you still have to pay for your GP appointment and your pharmacy dispensing fees. And unfortunately, a lot of GPs are referring patients into menopause specialists. Some GPs are fabulous, absolutely amazing at doing menopause consultations. But because menopause requires a very detailed consultation and conversation with the patient, it can take extra time. And as a result of that, I've heard stories of people being charged for, you know, two appointments or appointment and a half for their...
Okay, but with respect, that's kind of outside your remit, isn't it? That's a matter for government as to whether or not there's going to be free GP. What's the issue in terms of...
I'd actually beg to disagree as a woman of menopausal, pre-menopausal
yeah,
age.
Yeah, I know, but you're not the... But with respect, Sheena, you're not the government. And the government has made a decision on free HRT. They haven't made a decision on GP care. And you're totally entitled to have a view on it. But the issue here is about HRT and the fact that it's not free. Is it a money issue? What exactly is the problem?
So ultimately, first of all, as the patient facing healthcare professional here, as community pharmacists are the ones who have to tell their patients that the prescription they have on file isn't actually free, that they got maybe written by their doctor last October, November, we are very much, you know, a stakeholder in this process. And whether the GPs are paid or not is absolutely relevant to patient care, which is first and foremost.
Okay, but can we talk about the unregulated versus the regulated? Because that seems to be the key issue here, that there isn't enough supply of regulated HRT.
Yeah, so with licensed medications, you know, they have what's called a HSE reimbursement code. And that's what pharmacists send off to claim for payment of the cost of the medication. Okay, so then when we can't access them, because there has been, look, I know that there's over 300 medicines unavailable in Ireland at the moment. This is not a menopause unique situation. But with menopause products, we've had various ones that have been in and out of stock. Most commonly, the HRT patch, the estrogen patch has been unavailable, and we've had to get unlicensed versions, which are absolutely safe. I just want to reassure listeners. They're absolutely, you know, equivalent. A lot of women give out because they're actually a bigger, more awkward patch than they're used to. And that's understandable. But in effect, clinically, they do the same job and they're approved in another.
Sure. So, sorry, just to cut to the chase, if the department was willing to pay for those, would that get over the issue? Would there be an availability of free HRT, do you think?
No, because we actually don't have an IT system in place to allow this happen within community pharmacy. And at the moment, the Irish Pharmacy Union are waiting for engagement, because they said 18 months ago that while, you know, and I've been a huge advocate for increasing the services in primary care, because that's what our patients need. But we are absolutely overburdened at the moment, and we need to be able to recruit more staff, which means we need our fees addressed, which was meant to be done 18 months ago.
Is it not, excuse my ignorance, this genuine question, is it not very similar to the system you have for there's a limit of, I think, is it 70 or 80 euro that you pay a month on your medication? I mean, can you not just tap into that system?
Unfortunately, no. The system it's most like and would have made most sense would have been the free contraception scheme, which is working really, really well for patients. And I know the Irish Pharmacy Union have looked for an integrated women's health system, and that would ensure that people getting HRT would get the same care as people getting, you know, any form of contraception. So with the free contraception scheme, that's actually a separate IT program that we have to use. And so with that, it would make sense. But the problem there is the HSE are covering the pharmacy fees for contraception, but not for HRT. So it means that that system isn't usable. So it means that we have to separately charge then the patient the fee. So again, it's
how much would that be?
So it can be anywhere, you know, I suppose around 650.
Okay, that's not too much though, is it? I mean, surely that's better. Is there an element of letting great be the enemy of good here? I mean, is it better to have that system costing 650 than no system at all?
Well, I can tell you what was advertised was free HRT. And to a woman who's putting food on her children's tables, who finally thought they were going to get a chance to put themselves first, 20 odd euro a month if they're on three.
Okay, but now they're paying 70 or 80 euro. That's way worse than 650 a month, is it not?
Okay, but I'm not prepared to let the government turn around and say we're going to have free HRT publicly and then deliver HRT at 20 euro a month when the stock is available, or 50 to, you know, 80 euro a month when it's not.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sheena Mitchell, owner of Milltown Total Health, a pharmacy, and host of the Wonder Care podcast. We have a statement from the Department of Health. They say they're engaging with the HSE and the Irish Pharmacy Union on the implementation of this. This means the Irish government will fund the product, medicine, cost of hormone replacement therapy products. This measure is for women who've been prescribed HRT by the healthcare provider. It applies to HRT products already covered by the HSC under the community drug scheme, such as the drug payment scheme and the GMS. The goal is to introduce this measure as soon as possible, it says. Ciara, what do you make of it?
Look, there are different systems, and Sheena's quite right. Like, the contraception system is a little bit different, but contraception is a little bit different. The consequences of missing out on contraception, an unplanned pregnancy, are enormous for the lives of people involved in that. This is a little bit different. This was, I would say, is a bit more akin to the free flu jabs. You go and get your free flu jab, but you're often charged to get the jab, but the actual medication in the vial is free. So it is a reduction in the cost to the patient. That's what this is. This is a little bit of, I suppose, back and forth between.
Am I being overly simplistic, Ciara, in saying 650 is surely better than
650 is miles better than the cost of the actual drug itself. And I understand why the government has taken this approach from a kind of a health economics basis. But look, I understand why people don't like to hear free HRT and not get it completely free. But that's kind of the nature of this.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know what you make of it all. 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Oh, 6.